Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? And welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, August 27th. And Kay Felder comes home to give back, and Blake Griffin does the same in Oklahoma. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine. Today, we're going to be talking about some of the give back efforts for NBA players, Pistons and former Pistons, including Blake Griffin and his alma mater in Oklahoma. Also some highlights that I'm going to pass along from an interview, an interesting one with Grant Hill that I came across on Friday. We're also going to hear from Kay Felder. I went up to his free basketball camp on Saturday for youths in Detroit to talk about his future with the Toronto Raptors and what it feels like to give back in his hometown. We're also going to talk to our newest sponsor, Jim Fournier of Detroit Sports Collectibles in Clawson, to talk about the store and what's available in there. Thanks to those guys who stopped by this weekend, listeners of the show, and sent some pictures and sent some of the items that they purchased. And hopefully you guys can do the same over these next few weeks. Support Detroit Sports Collectibles and support the Locked On Pistons podcast as well. But you can also support us by giving us a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, and also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account there. Today, talking about the Griffin Performance Center in Norman, Oklahoma. Blake and his brother Taylor got their first look at it Friday afternoon, the new practice facility for the Oklahoma University Sooners basketball team, an 18,400 square foot facility, just a huge place for the Sooners to get better. During and after their careers, as well as it's open to the alumni to come check out and use for their training purposes too. Blake Griffin told reporters that he saw an early rendering and it was called the Blake Griffin Performance Center during those early stages, but he said it felt wrong and he wanted to make it more of a family name, incorporating his parents and also his brother Taylor there as well. So now called the Griffin Family Performance Center there on the campus of Oakland University. Taylor, it was an alumni weekend out in Oklahoma. They did a golf outing and a scrimmage basketball game as well. And Blake coached the alumni game out there, one of the sides. And he talked about how, to reporters, how the great programs like Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, they have the players come back during the summer and not only work out themselves and against each other, but also kind of mentor some of the current players while they're there. And Blake talked about how this might be a place where maybe they can get together for a week every summer and do that in Oklahoma with some of the old players coming back. So would be nice to see if you're an Oklahoma fan to have that happen. And by the way, if you're an Oklahoma fan, you should be listening to Locked On Sooners. We got a new podcast for the Oklahoma athletics programs there, a part of the network. But in some ways, in Detroit here, we're still getting to know Blake Griffin, only a half a season in the Pistons red, white, and blue. And it's something that occurs to me when I'm going over the articles and interviews from this site that I was reading about this, is that, you know, he's not only a beloved Oklahoma Sooner from his time on campus there, but he's from Oklahoma and has that tie there. There aren't a whole lot of larger-than-life basketball players from the state of Oklahoma. And then, you know, go ahead and to stay in state like he did, played college there. I mean, he is that guy as far as the idol of Oklahoma young basketball players and really basketball fans in Oklahoma. He's probably the first guy you go to when you talk about a born and bred guy who played college there as well. So, you know, we like him here, and Clippers fans have a fondness for him and what he was able to do to take that organization from the doldrums to the middle class and at times a little bit higher than that in the NBA during his time in LA. But he's probably most well-liked in the state of Oklahoma. So, you know, now when the Pistons play there, that becomes a storyline that Blake Griffin is back home taking on the Thunder. And maybe he wants to finish his career there at some point, you know, down the road when he's in the late stages of his career, something to, you know, keep an ear on and think about that when the Pistons play the Thunder, it's probably a big deal for Thunder fans and Blake Griffin as well. And also Griffin's relationship with the guys like Buddy Hield and Trae Young as the three most notable current alums from OU, something to keep in mind. Maybe less so about those guys maybe coming to the Pistons one day in free agency, although who knows, but maybe more about how he might mentor those guys a little bit in the league And then Blake, during the interviews going into it, was asked about Dwayne Casey by reporters during the weekend, and he pointed out that Casey actually interviewed for the Clippers job entering what he said at the time was his second year, but actually his first year because he sat out year one after the knee injury, his second year out of college, though. But Vinny Del Negro ended up getting the job instead of Dwayne Casey after Mike Dunleavy was fired. Del Negro was Blake's coach for three seasons, his first three active seasons with the Clippers before the Doc Rivers era began in L.A. That was when Casey was still an assistant coach with Dallas. Casey ended up staying with Dallas one more season instead and went ahead and won the title that year over the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals before getting hired himself the following summer as the head coach by the Toronto Raptors. So it all worked out well for Dwayne in the end. Another thing that I wanted to point out from the weekend that you guys may or may not have seen, another podcast from the end of last week that dropped on Friday, the Woj Pod with Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, a nice listen for basketball fans. He had Grant Hill on Friday leading up to his induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is coming up on Friday night, September 7th, so just under 2 weeks from now. Grant Hill is going to be a Hall of Famer. That'll be in Springfield, Massachusetts. Grant, by the way, will be the first Duke player to go to the Hall of Fame, which is incredible considering the fact that Duke's such a proud program and that if you get into the Basketball Hall of Fame, your college accomplishments are weighted into that as well, unlike places like the Pro Football Hall of Fame and, you know, obviously Baseball Hall of Fame doesn't have really a minor league that they care about when you're talking about inducting those guys. But some other Pistons-related items from the time that Grant Hill shared with Adrian Wojnarowski there on the podcast. Grant says he thought he would win Rookie of the Year like many of us did. And Woj, when questioning about it, was kind of leading him towards being a conspiracy theorist of sorts, skeptical that the voting came out to a complete deadlocked tie with him and Jason Kidd as they shared the co-MVP award there. Grant also said that the 96-97 season in Detroit was one where the spirit of togetherness was similar to what he had in the Duke days, one of two seasons in his pro career that he pointed out was like that, another one being later in his career with the Steve Nash Phoenix Suns that they reached that level of, you know, spirit of oneness and togetherness and the way that they were connected as teammates. That was the year that the Pistons won 54 games and lost in the first round to the Atlanta Hawks, the first of two times that they lose to the Hawks in the first round in the Grant Hill era. That was Dumars, Hunter, Mills, Thorpe, you know, a good team. Fond memories following that group, 54 wins. Doug Collins, his second year as coach, his second full season as coach. They lost Allen Houston the summer before in free agency, but the win total went up a bunch of games as well. So it was a good season and high hopes for that team going forward until Grant would have the ankle injury and then eventually would leave. He actually said during that last season with Detroit, 99-2000, where he really became a superstar, the scoring went up quite a bit. And for his only season, he played with Jerry Stackhouse in Detroit. Grant said that he really started to figure out the game in his last season with Detroit, the sixth and final season for him here with the Pistons, and it was also the year that he put the wear and tear on his ankle late in the year and then played that playoff series against the Miami Heat at times and probably shouldn't have with the way that his ankle was going and it would impact his career really for the rest of the way until he got to Phoenix and the training staff got some extra years and extra mileage out of his body that it at one time looked like that would never happen when he was with Orlando, kind of going in and out of playing season to season with the Magic down there. He also said that he thought about returning to the Pistons in the 2007 offseason after all the struggles that he had with Orlando, but went to Phoenix instead. He said he wanted to ultimately keep all the Detroit legacy exactly how it was with his first 6 years in the league and not taint it or mess with it in any way. Also said that he wanted to get into politics, which is something that we'll keep an eye on, that Grant Hill might enter the political arena at some point, whether running for office at some point or maybe getting involved behind the scenes with candidates or maybe causes instead. But interesting to see there, as he was tied in with Barack Obama at times during his presidency, also raised some money for some Democratic candidates during his time over the last several years as well. So something to keep an eye on there. And we know Grant involved in his wife Tamia, the famous R&B singer as well. So certainly it couldn't be a more all-American couple than Grant and Tamia, although she is from Canada. So maybe there is more all-American couples out there than Grant and Tamia. But wish them well and excited to see Grant on the podium in a week's time or so in Springfield, Massachusetts, as he represents the Pistons as a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. A couple of guys, really, that we talked about at the top of the show here, Blake and Grant. Wonder if there's some parallels there. You have super talented guys, two of the most talented players in Pistons history, likable guys in pretty much every way, really smart guys, really well-spoken guys, established brands themselves before they came to Detroit. But you just wonder, at the end of the day, if they're the type of personalities that succeed here, or, you know, in Grant's case, more so that the timing wasn't quite right with the post-Bad Boys era, and maybe the team kind of needed a clean sweep before they got things going. But, you know, a Ben Wallace type comes in and maybe sets the tone a little bit more for the type of team and the type of organization that is going to make it work here. And I wonder if Blake Griffin's going to kind of have that same kind of look back at his Pistons career that Grant Hill has. But we're going to be talking to Kay Felder coming up next, speaking of a Detroiter who fits into the fabric of this city in a major way and is doing it even more so with his free basketball clinic that he had over the weekend, the third annual one in Detroit. But the Lockdown Network is now on to college as well. Today, or last week, we launched the college channel for the Lockdown Podcast Network. If you're a fan of Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Baylor, Penn State, Oregon, or BYU, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever, and follow your team for free. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, we're going to hear from Jim Fournier of Detroit Sports Collectibles, talking about his collectible store in Clawson, which you should stop by soon to support the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first, Kay Felder had a free camp on Saturday for children ages 7 to 17 at the Joe Dumars Fieldhouse on 8 Mile in Detroit, the site of the former state fairgrounds there in the city. Really cool event. The third season, he had over 120 kids at the free camp, and there was a backpack giveaway after as well with some school supplies for the kids in those knapsacks there. Knapsack, what a word. I just used a word that our grandparents would use to describe them. But they also had a community day on Saturday afternoon in the city as well. It was great to go up there and see it firsthand for the third annual event. He was joined by Derek Walton Jr., the former Michigan point guard who was with the Miami Heat organization last season in his rookie year as a pro, and now Walton is with the Chicago Bulls. I talked to Walton on Saturday as well, and I'll play that later, that interview for you guys later this week. But Kay was the main man of the hour. He was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round a couple years back. Played for them a little bit, went to the Bulls, played for them last season too, but spent the last half of last season with the Detroit Pistons organization, mostly with the Grand Rapids Drive, but played for Detroit in two games and actually scored in his final game of the season against the Chicago Bulls. So he got his bucket with the Pistons. I was there covering it for the Associated Press as well. But anyway, here's Kay talking about his Detroit homecoming over the weekend.
You're here with Kay Felder at the end of the Kay Felder basketball camp. What's it like to be home and to be able to do something like this with the kids and the backpacks and the giveaway and the free clinic?
Oh, man, it's a special thing. Honestly, I love doing it. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart. Nobody asked me to, hey, Kay, can you do this? Can you do that? I came to my agents and I said, every year I want to do a camp. I'm a little winded because this guy finished playing, but, you know, overall, great turnout. Now we're getting ready for the backpack giveaway. The weather is looking nice now, so we go out there and have some fun with the kids.
What was your summer like? I know I saw you play at the Moneyball over at the Michigan State area. And what kind of things before you landed with Toronto were you also doing this summer?
I was mostly in Dallas, just working out, getting better. There was a lot of hoop runs down there, especially with the Dallas Mavs and things like that. So that's all I've been doing, working out, making sure I'm staying healthy, staying ready for anything, because I kind of felt when Detroit new system was coming in, there was going to be some changes, and I didn't know. So I just stayed prepared for whatever, and when they told me I was going to be unrestricted, you know, I just kept grinding and kept going, and, you know, hard work pays off. But it's only the beginning. I'm only in my third year, so I got a long way to go, and I'm not done yet. I'm not ready to be done yet.
Now with the Toronto Raptors, what do you like about the opportunity with that? One of the best organizations in the NBA. Do you like your chances of getting the opportunity you've been waiting for?
Most definitely. That's the first thing I thought about when they first called. You know, the organization. You know, that's a great organization over there. They've been winning games for, you know, multiple years now and things like that, and they had some changes now. But I feel comfortable with that organization, you know, bringing me in. And, you know, they talked to me a lot, and then I was out in L.A. with them working out. So, you know, it was a good things, learn new offense, and I'm just proud to be in this position, man, honestly. Not many people get to be in this position, especially at 5'9", so I'm going to keep striving and keep putting on for the little ones.
We saw you at the end of the camp here scrimmaging a couple of dunks, ending the game with the alley-oop dunk to yourself, playing against Derek Walton, formerly of Michigan, now with the Chicago Bulls. Do you feel as good as you felt the last couple of years? Do you feel as healthy as you feel as ready for the NBA season maybe as you have so far in your career?
I think so. You know, every year I try to add something to my game, take it more serious and things like that. And, you know, this year I feel more comfortable, and I'm going to make sure I keep getting better every summer. Thanks to D-Walt, you know, we support each other. We talk to each other a lot. And I don't know if many people know, but we actually played together when we was little. So, yeah, for a few years. So, we've been knowing each other forever.
Do you think a couple of these campers will end up maybe someday in the NBA or playing high-level college too?
They better. I know that much. You know, but, you know, it's a talent in here and things like that. As long as they keep their head focused, you know, you can achieve anything you want to achieve because, you know, at 5'9", people tell me I can't do this, I can't do that. So, don't listen to the doubters. Always stay focused and have tunnel vision at all times.
Okay, we got a bunch of campers here lined up looking for autographs. So thanks for your time. Congratulations on what you've done here in the city. And good luck to you with the Raptors.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Here with Jim Fournier, owner of the Detroit Sports Collectibles store in Clawson that we've been talking about for a week now, and we'll be talking about for a few weeks too. Come on up and join us here at 661 South Main, just south of 14 Mile in Clawson, here on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday from about 11 to 5, and then Friday, kind of same kind of hours, but you can get in touch with Jim and Ann to set up an appointment to come into the store as well. Jim, thanks for taking the time to join us here on Locked On Pistons.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
So we're in the store, and we're here on a Saturday afternoon, and items all sorts of places. It's a great place for Detroit sports fans to come get their stuff. How did the store start for you guys, Jim, and when did you guys open up?
Well, I'm kind of a sports fan. It started because I had a passion for sports. I wasn't, you know, very good athletically. I loved to play the sport. I loved, you know, what sports meant. So, you know, that was the thing that got me started. We opened up in February of this year, so it's a big thing. We've been having a lot of success. Been, you know, slow, but people are coming in, and it's great to have them. Clawson's really welcomed me into the city, so I'm happy about that.
And one of the main draws about Detroit Sports Collectibles is in the back here, the All Sports Simulator. And it's not just golf. We've heard of golf simulators around town as well, but there's the other sports, and you talked about how some kids can kind of practice their skills on it as well.
Right. It's a great training device for young athletes. I mean, it's like beautiful. Like if they want to practice their batting or throwing or pitching, it's excellent for that type of menu. If you want to learn about golf, it's another great thing to learn. It's a great training device. So come on in. I appreciate it. I mean, anytime, it's like, we're here.
Yeah, absolutely, and a great way to stay, especially in the off season, to kind of keep your skills sharp as well. And we talked a little bit off mic here about it's not just the Pistons; it's that you're a big football fan. And a lot of Lions stuff is. What is maybe the favorite Lions item that you have here in the store?
One of the favorite Lions items I have is the Detroit Lions helmet. I mean, that was the big thing for me. I'm just a fan of their emblems, everything about football I love. So that's one of the big things for me.
And as we look at this start of the season coming up here in a couple weeks with the Detroit Lions coming up, in addition to all the sports stuff that we have, Detroit sports, Michigan State, a lot of music stuff as well, but you said you're a big car guy. So talk about some of the car items that you have here at the store.
I got a lot of Mopar stuff because I'm kind of partial to Mopar. Sorry, all you Chevy and Ford people. I love Chevy and Ford. Don't get me wrong. I'm just kind of a big Mopar fan. That's one of my big things. So I'm got a lot of cars, hats, T-shirts, but mostly in Mopar. I have the T-shirts, the hats, and that. I got, you know, I got Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, all the big names. So I'm here. I love all cars.
Mm-hmm. And Jim Fournier here joining us from Detroit Sports Collectibles. Anything else that you want to point out that's maybe an interesting type of item that that you guys have that maybe you can't maybe find anywhere else or you'd have to look far and wide to try to find?
Well, a lot of our things are items. I got a lot of discounts on jackets to go from there. All our jackets, like Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, they're all on sale right now. So come on in. I got carry Made in Detroit products as well. Our cars, I got a lot of die-cast cars, stuff like that. So come on in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and the store looks a lot. It looks really nice in the back and in the front as well, and they're here all on the weekends as well. Jim Fournier from Detroit Sports Collectibles, thanks for joining us on board of the team here at Locked On Pistons for the podcast. And come and join Jim and Ann anytime here on the weekends, and thanks for your time, Jim.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you, Matt.
That was Jim Fournier of the Detroit Sports Collectibles store in Clawson on South Main, just south of 14 Mile Road. Give him a call at 844-238-6277 to reserve an appointment if you want to meet them during the week, but at nighttime after 5 o'clock, or just stop in when they're open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays about 11 o'clock to 5 p.m. there. Meet them and check out the store. A lot of cool stuff there. But thanks for joining us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks again, and congratulations to Kay Felder for all the his career, first of all, but second of all, the accomplishments that he's had in terms of helping out the city of Detroit with the third annual Kay Felder Basketball Clinic over the weekend. We'll have Derek Walton on later on in the week. And thanks to you guys for joining us and supporting our sponsors and being daily listeners of the Locked On Pistons podcast. As August continues, the season is coming up here in a few weeks with training camp getting started. And thanks to you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.